Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court. Our fellow judge and commissioner had taken a needed break. So we look forward to, the three of us look forward to taking one soon. We'll start this meeting off with an invocation by Commissioner Erickson and the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Pierce.
If you join me, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pause to acknowledge your majesty and the wonderfulness of your creation. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together here so that we can conduct business. We pray that it would be pleasing in your sight. Father, bless Jefferson County, bless the state of Texas, and bless our great nation. Forgive us where we fail you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
I remind you that Commissioner's Court, if you're calling in by phone, you can dial 347-973-4395. And the conference ID is 11356938#. If you like to speak in public, you can come to the lectern and you have 3 minutes. And you dial to conference in, you dial *6 to unmute your line when you have to speak. With that, we have some guests in the audience. Some distinguished guests in the audience. This is item B. We'll go to County Commissioners. Commissioners, item B, considering possibly approve a proclamation for National 4-H Week. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, who's here from 4-H? Let's get to this. Good looking young man. I like that tie. I'll read the proclamation and then you can introduce and you have any remarks. Okay. 2023 National 4-H Week. Whereas the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Services for 114 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State, and whereas this admirable program which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas it's more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomical backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the services of its more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring program, continue to be a character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby designate October 1st through the 7th, 2023 as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County, and we commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Services, and that many men and women who have made this program a success, signed by the Commissioner's Court and Judge Brannick. You like to introduce some of the people?
Good morning. My name is Luke Landry, and I am a state-level ambassador.
Excuse me. Make sure that light is the green light on there.
Yes.
So, speak into the mic.
I am a state-level ambassador. I'm also a district-level officer, and I am Jefferson County's Youth Council's 4-H president. And thank you for allowing Jefferson County 4-H to be present during National 4-H Week. Through 4-H, a variety of promotional and educational methods are used to manage and implement a successful county 4-H program. This includes successful community club involvement and growth, implementation, and supervision of meaningful projects and activities, resources and opportunities, promotion and marketing, and recognition of 4-H youth. All of these are accomplished through various contests and workshops. Our Jefferson County 4-H program currently offers 8 different 4-H clubs throughout the county, which consists of 164 youth members and 26 adult volunteers. With this involvement throughout the 4-H year, we were able to lead over 1,000 enrichment programs reaching kids from all over the community. With that in mind, during National 4-H Week, as a whole, Texas 4-H celebrates making a big impact in their communities across the state, and this is called One Day 4-H. Our goal is to encourage 4-H members to take one Saturday in October to give back to the community that supports them the most. This is 4-H's way to say thank you and make the best better. One Day 4-H will be taking place October 7th, so this Saturday. Some of the projects our clubs will be participating in this weekend are volunteering at the Giving Field Community Garden, collecting food for the Southeast Texas Food Bank, cleaning up and helping in the Golden Triangle Gun Club. Thank you again for your continued support of 4-H in Jefferson County. May we approach and give you all some tokens of our gratitude?
Yes, you may.
And take a photo.
Wow. Good job, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'd be happy to take the judge's cookies if y'all want. Yeah. Just drop them off.
Can we grab a quick
photo?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You gotta get the prettiest ones here. Hang on, move
it this way.
Yeah. Y'all come this way. We're gonna get the sign.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to take a few, so y'all just smile
pretty.
All right, thank
y'all.
Thank you. Thank y'all very much.
You like to introduce everyone that came up, young man?
This is Valerie Bell. She is our secretary.
Okay.
That's County Council. This is Ms. Becca Carpenter. She is our 4-H secretary.
Okay. And
I'm McCoy
Smith. I'm the Family and Community Health Agent with Extension.
We know that.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all for being here.
Good job.
Yeah.
Next, we'll do items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for invitation for bid term contracts for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say yay.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Yay. Aye. And nay if you're against. Ayes have it. Item B, receive and file bids for invitation for bid, term contract for catalog price for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Ayes have it. Item D will be tabled.
You going to do C?
Oh, I skipped C. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to keep you in line.
I taught special ed 20 years. All right, item C, consider and approve specification for request for proposal, professional grant administration and management services for Texas General Land Office, community development block grant, disaster recovery mitigation, resilient communities program, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR sections 200, 318, 326. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All righty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against? Ayes have it. Okay, next we have, as I say, item D was tabled. Item E, discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiation for request for proposal from Janitorial Services for Jefferson County.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. No nays. Okay, next we move to the items under county auditor. Item A, consider and approve FY 2023 budget amendment purchasing additional cost for advertisement. Advertisement and $4,000 for advertisement, extra help, $4,000. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Ayes have it. Next we have item B, consider and approve FY 2024 budget transfer, MIS additional cost for security monitoring in the amount of $41.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Item C will be tabled. Item D, consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for October insurance reimbursement. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item E, consider and approve directing all money that otherwise would be deposited in the salary fund shall be deposited in the general fund of the county in accordance with local government code section 154.007. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next we have item F, regular county bills check number 510475 through checks number 510722. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Item G, consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Water District Number 10 in the amount of $168,547.67.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next item's on the county commissioner. Item A, consider possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute receive and file an amendment agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson Consultant for the professional services related to the BP Deepwater Horizon restoration. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Item B.
We've done B.
Okay, item C. Consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the FY 2023 Port Security Grant Program between Jefferson County and the Southeast Texas Region Planning Commission. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Ayes have it. D, consider and possibly approve in order to approve online education for county commissioners pursuant to Texas Local Government Code, Section 810025. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Right, we do have a second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Okay, next we have items under the visitors center that will be tabled for this week. So we'll move on to the engineering department. Okay, we have two items under engineering. Item A, consider, approve, ratify, and receive and file material costs expense checks for construction project 030W22 and road use agreement from Dufield Inc. for road damages in the Jefferson County Precinct 2. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor. Motion is approved. Ayes have it. Next we have item B. Consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Lazy D Ranch, a subdivision out of and part of B.A. Vacuta survey. Abstract number 53, Jefferson County, Texas. Property is located off of Shellheimer Road in the precinct number 3. This plat is not within an ETJ and has met all of the Jefferson County platting requirements. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion has been approved. Do we have any comments by elected officials? Anyone like to speak on without voting on it? Any comments? Y'all get out of here. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.